Davos Globalist Summit welcomes teen change makers, including Greta Thunberg. By Penny Starr on January 20, 2020. The Globalist Davos World Economic Forum begins on Tuesday in Switzerland, and for the first time organizers are welcoming young activists to the event, including climate change teen guru Greta Thunberg. The article on the forum's website states that Greta Thunberg is part of a young generation fighting to change the world, including fighting so-called man-made global warming and gun violence. The planet's future is their future, so it's more important than ever to give them a platform for their voices to be heard, the article states. The article profiles 10 of the activists, including Thunberg, whom the website states watched a documentary on climate change as an 8-year-old and she stopped eating. She stopped speaking and she fell into depression until she took action and started skipping school on Fridays last year to protest. Unlike the others, Thunberg has become something of a household name after her family's promotion of the teen around the world, including sailing with her dad from Europe to the United States last summer in a solar-powered boat to speak at a United Nations climate change summit. Here are the 9 other teens the forum chose to profile and who will be attending the forum this week. Salvador Gomez Colon, 17, lives in Puerto Rico and founded Light and Hope for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria to distribute solar lights and hand-powered washing machines. He was recognized by President Trump in 2018 and received the President's Environmental Youth Award from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Autumn Pelletier, 15, is from Canada and a member of the Eagle Clan Anishinaabekwe from the Wikwamkung First Nation in Northern Ontario. She has been a water warrior since the age of 8. Ever since she learned of First Nation communities that couldn't drink their water due to contamination from industrial activity and oil pipelines, the website states. Last year, Pelletier was named Chief Water Commissioner for her nation and in that role speaks about Indigenous and water rights, the website states. Ayaka Malithafa, 17, lives in Cape Town, South Africa, and is said to be an activist because of droughts and water shortages on her mother's farm. In 2019, Ayaka and 15 other children around the world submitted a petition to the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child to hold 5 of the world's leading economic powers accountable for inaction on the climate crisis, the website states. Cruz Erdman, 14, was born on the island of Bali but now lives in New Zealand. He is a diver who takes underwater photography and is an activist because he loves the ocean, the website states. Fionn Ferreira, 18, lives on an Irish island where he found microplastic pollution and won a 2019 Google Science Fair for his technique to remove microplastics from water. Melody Witchson, 19, grew up on the island of Bali where she encountered a plastic epidemic. Swimming in the seas just off her childhood beach, Melody recalls emerging from the ocean with a plastic bag wrapped around her arm. She is credited with Bali passing a law to ban single-use plastic after she and her sister led a petition drive and held beach cleanups, according to the website. Mohamed Al Jound, 18, grew up in Syria, but fled with his family to Lebanon where he is an advocate for refugees and won an award from MTV for his activism in 2018. Naomi Wadler, 13, led a walkout at her elementary school in Virginia on the one-month anniversary of the shooting by an emotionally disturbed man who had attended Marjorie Stoneman High School in Florida. The website said her hope is to end gun violence. Natasha Mwanza, 18, is from Zambia where she lobbies against child marriage, founded the Natasha Mwanza Foundation and is the youngest recipient of the World Health Organization's Global Health Leaders Award. The article also provides links to events where the youth will be speaking. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.